All right, we're with Steve Tomac here at the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame, and one of the honored inductees, as we already know. We've done stories with Steve on that, but today's kind of a special day here, too, with the Cowboy Hall of Fame kickoff and your exhibit. Tell us a little bit about the excitement behind it, Steve.
Well, you know, I am excited because I haven't seen the darn thing yet, and so I'm kind of interested. They ask for a whole lot of things that I had to dig in and find some original newspaper articles and some garments and some green hats and all the other stuff. So I'm really excited and really intrigued. I can't wait till we have the ribbon cutting so I can see what they've done with it.
Well, you know, a lot of people probably who go to the rodeos don't realize and understand how important rodeo clowns are in a very serious way to the riders.
You know, that's right. And this really, well, my name is on the exhibit. It's really an exhibit for all the rodeo clowns in the PRCA. And there's been some really fantastic clowns. The guy that got me started was Marvin Klein, originally hailed from Carson, North Dakota, and he signed my pro card in 1981, I believe it was, and so he really gave me my start in the PRCA, and then there are other guys from North Dakota. Alan Olson did the Badlands Circuit Finals as a bullfighter, but you know, my claim to fame was really more as the comedian, the barrel man, the guy, the man in the can with the contract acts. And I had 25 fun-filled, action-packed years across the United States and Canada. We did rodeos all the way from Rochester, New York, to San Diego, California, north of Edmonton, Alberta, south to Coffeyville, Kansas, and every place in between. And gosh, that was just a whole bunch of fun and a lot of memories.
Steve Tomac here, honored rodeo clown and barrel man here from St. Anthony, North Dakota, been inducted, as you know, into the Cowboy Hall of Fame, but has a new exhibit. So if you're coming out to Medora this summer and check out all these new exhibits that be available for the tourists to see and everybody who is the visitors, we should say, here at the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in Medora. Now, Wayne Herman, the 1992 World Bareback Riding Champion, also with us from Halliday, North Dakota. He's got an exhibit, and he'll also be checking out his new exhibit as well. We interviewed Wayne, you may remember, last year, inducted into the Cowboy Hall of Fame. Wayne, you and your family again, another exciting moment here in Medora, right?
Yes, it sure is. It's pretty exciting, and once again, quite an honor just to be involved with this and have an exhibit here, and we're pretty excited to see it.
Wayne, not a lot of people know this, but a lot of people do know it who follow this earth, but when you, in 1992, was a very, very competitive time for bareback riding. I mean, I think at one time, at one of the venues, there was probably, you were going against 10 world champions, and you came out on top. Tell us, folks, that's no easy task, is it?
Well, yeah, it's, I don't want to sound like it was tougher when I rode by any means, but than it is today. But there were a lot of really good hands at that time in history. That what you're mentioning, there's an article in the Pro Rodeo Sports News that where I was on the cover, and one of those years in that timeline, 91, 2, 3, I'm not positive exactly which year, but me and nine others, 10 of us became world champions at one time or another that rode at that NFR in the bareback riding. Ty Murray, Marvin and Mark Garrett, Louis Field, Chuck Lowe, Clint Corey, me, I'm forgetting some, maybe Bruce Ford, I'm pretty sure was there, and I know I'm forgetting somebody, the obvious, I don't know if I said Ty Murray, but people like that, and we were all there at the same year, so you had to ride pretty good and draw pretty good both, put it that way.
What's it mean like for you and your family? This is not only for you a way of life or a profession, but this is really kind of a cultural thing for North Dakotans and for people who haven't been to North Dakota to check this out later this summer, right?
You know, it's definitely a part of our culture and our history, and they've done a whale of a job of portraying that and making this isn't just a museum. This is a whole different experience. And I encourage everyone that hears this to stop in and check it out. It's well worth your time, and it's extremely interesting. I think whether you grew up here or even more so if you've never seen it before, but it's a great representation of our history and where we've come from, and hopefully it'll help us steer us where we're going to.
Wayne Herman here with us at the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame. It's